Chapter 17, the third phase of the program. You are entering this phase when you do not really have any more pains, and all that seems to be left is tiredness and an inability to concentrate. This phase will take 1 to 3 months to complete. Completing this phase can be a challenge for a number of reasons. You might think you're cured. Firstly, in this phase you might actually think you have been cured from your STO condition and that your tiredness and inability to concentrate is due to other things such as poor sleep, malnutrition, or a brain injury you think you've conceived in an accident. Or maybe you think you're just a tired person and one with a really bad ability to concentrate. You can now enjoy activities. Secondly, you might now feel good enough to enjoy all the activities you were not able to before, and therefore you would much rather be out doing all kinds of things instead of sitting at home doing the program. Press hard and long. Thirdly, you might have grown accustomed to pressing on the trigger points with a particular amount of pressure and therefore are no longer pressing hard enough to get any real benefit from the massage. When you started the program, you had to be very careful not to press too hard, and this carefulness might still sit in your body even without you knowing it. Therefore, it is very important that you try to challenge yourself and basically go crazy on the trigger points. Your symptoms must flare up a little bit once in a while, because that is the only way to truly know you are pressing hard enough. It must hurt a lot when you do the massage, but hurt in a good way. In this phase, you typically have just a few trigger points left, and you now have to increase the intensity of the massage. I sometimes say that now is the time to launch a full-blown atomic bomb attack on the last couple of trigger points. This means massaging a single trigger point as much as 10 minutes in a session, 8 times a day, with all the force your body can produce. You must go absolutely crazy on the trigger points to get to a level of 7 to 8 in pain. After every massage, it would be great if you feel a bit of symptom flare-up. Even feel like somebody has been beating your muscles. You might also want to visit the biggest, strongest massage therapist in town and challenge him to find any sore spots using all of his strength. It is also a very positive sign if you feel tired from the massage and even need to sleep more. In this phase, the massage should also be slightly different. The main idea is still static pressure, but a static pressure with a little bit of movement. Apply a very strong static pressure to the trigger point, but combine this very hard static pressure with slow movements back and forth across the trigger point, moving just 1 to 2 millimeters from one edge of the trigger point to the other edge and back. These tiny movements make it easier to flush out the last toxins from the trigger points so that they can release.